a meeting with China's leader. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken just finished that a short time ago, saying in Beijing,
"The United States is very clear-eyed about the challenges posed by the PRC and about our competing visions for the future."
Chinese President Xi Jinping says they must find common ground to avoid vicious competition, but Blinken says the U.S. has concerns about trade and artificial intelligence and China supplying Russia with manufacturing materials for its war in Ukraine.
"A defense industrial base that is churning out rockets, drones, tanks, and other weapons that President Putin is using to invade a sovereign country."
Former President Trump will return to court this morning for more testimony at his first criminal trial in New York, charged with falsifying records and payments to keep an alleged affair quiet before the 2016 election. He calls it political persecution.
"Open your eyes, and we can't let this continue to happen to our country."
We don't know when the Supreme Court will rule on the Trump claim that he should be immune from prosecution for acts taken while he was in office. Justice Sonia Sotomayor was skeptical about making that too broad.
"There's some things that are so fundamentally evil that they have to be protected against."
But Justice Brett Kavanaugh said at yesterday's hearing,
"This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country."
The special counsel in the Trump federal 2020 election-related case argues the former president trying to overturn Joe Biden's victory were not official acts. The anti-Israel protests have spread to more college campuses, California, to Texas, Massachusetts, down to Georgia, where police made arrests at Emory University.
Officers handcuffed protesters on the ground. Law enforcement tasered demonstrators, deployed pepper spray, and hauled away protesters.
That's Christopher King with Fox 5 TV in Atlanta. At USC in California, they have canceled the main graduation ceremony. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
As the abortion rights debate rages with President Biden and Democrats making it a top issue in his reelection campaign, he's facing more pushback from Republicans over Biden administration abortion policy.
GOP attorneys general from 17 states, including Tennessee and Arkansas, suing to block federal rules set to take effect in June, entitling workers to time off for abortions, claiming the rules are an illegal interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin saying in a statement, business owners will face federal lawsuits if they don't accommodate employees' abortions, even if those abortions are illegal under state law. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says the law does not require employers or work-based health care plans to cover abortion-related costs, only requiring time off for an abortion or recovery, which does not have to be paid. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there could be a rebound. Stock futures are rising up more than 100 points for the Nasdaq. The day after the Nasdaq dropped 100, the Dow plunged 375 on worry about a slowing economy. The NFL draft started last night, and as expected,
with the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
Commissioner Roger Goodell's next two pick announcements on ESPN were also quarterbacks. Washington took Jaden Daniels from LSU. New England selected Drake May out of North Carolina. Six of the top 12 picks were QBs. The next two rounds of the NFL draft are tonight. In the NBA playoffs, Denver put the LA Lakers and LeBron James on the brink of elimination. The defending champion Nuggets now lead that series 3-0. Philadelphia beat New York. Orlando blew out Cleveland, but the 76ers and the Magic still trail in those series 2-1. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina beat the New York Islanders again to go up 3-0. Florida went up 3-0 on Tampa Bay. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.